Thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the DSJMP network. Squabblebox with myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, is a live, interactive debate show that airs on Siren FM every Friday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. You'll hear throughout the show that we like to take your opinions and views on different topics. When listening live, you can contact us by going to @SirenFM and the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk. However, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the week, you can do by going to our own Twitter @Squabblebox, our email squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk, or our Facebook fan page, you guessed it, Squabblebox. For legal reasons, the music that airs live on the show has had to be edited out of the podcast. Please get in touch, we love hearing from you, and we hope you enjoy the show. Something you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was Behind the Headlines with another brilliant show. But now, it's 11 a.m. and it's time for your weekly dose of Squabblebox. This week, myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, are talking all about your favourite foods. It's really that simple. We want you to get in touch and let us know your favourite restaurants, meals, snacks, all of your favourite foods and why you love them. But first, Maisie, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm not sleep deprived or stressed at all. Oh yeah, it's getting so close to sort of deadline season for everyone, so why don't we spend the next 2 hours being really jolly and happy and trying to cheer everyone up.
I think that's what I'm trying to do.
Including myself.
Yeah, I've spent the last 2 weeks non-stop working on my restoration and melodrama piece, which is coming up on Wednesday. However, I'm looking forward to getting everything out of the way, but I'm also looking forward to everything we've got planned today here on Squabblebox. Because we've got a massive topic. We decided, normally we try and not make the topic, make them a little bit vague and not like massive, massive topics. However, this one could literally cover anything. It's not like panel show. Well, panel shows last week.
Turns out everything's a panel show.
Everything's a panel show. However, yeah, this week we are talking about your favourite foods. Get in touch with us. Let us know them at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Now, Maisie, normally we start off the show with a Can You Believe That segment.
Normally we do, but you've broken the rules today.
No, well, I've not broken the rules, I've broken the tradition.
It's not a tradition.
Yeah. Basically, what I've been doing as part of my, work as a drama student here at the University of Lincoln, I am doing a site-specific piece where we're out performing on the by the train lines, not on the train lines, by the train lines. In the centre of Lincoln on the High Street. So to do that, I've had to go to the archives in the library and look through lots of old newspaper articles all about the history of Lincoln and the old St. Mark's train line, yeah, as people from Lincoln will know about. So while I was there, I thought, let's have a look what was on this day in 20 years ago. So in the,
when you say 20 years ago, give us an exact date, please.
The 15th of April, 1996. So before we were born, before I was born, before you were born.
No, I'm 95.
You're never. I was born.
I was a tiny baby.
So yeah, this came out before I was born, and it sort of links in to our food
Yes, it does.
Genre today. Now, it's about a £1.5 million marina revamp plan. Now, for people who are from the Lincoln area, you'll know that on the Brayford Pool, there is a marina area, and where now stands lots of restaurants and, lots of restaurants, yes, that's basically what
hotels,
it is.
Hotels, restaurants and cinemas takes up the majority of that street, yeah.
But back 20 years ago, that did not exist because the Lincoln Treco says, the ambitious owners of the Lincoln Marina are launching a £1.5 million revamp to breathe new life into the city's Brayford Pool area. This was a few months before the university was set to open. So they knew that the university was coming. In fact, in the article photo, you can see the university being built in the background. However, they sort of went, with the university being there, we need to build some more restaurants so that when the students get here, we've got a nice area here.
Although that's just made me realise, we are the last, like, our year group is probably the last generation to be older than the buildings.
Yeah. Wow.
To be older than when it opened. I'm older than the university. That's weird. I didn't know that until you told me about it.
Yeah, I'm older than the university, not by much, but...
when did it open?
October 1996.
Oh, yeah, so you're only by a couple of months, yeah. So, yeah, the year below us, the year that our first year is now,
yeah,
will either be the same... Well, are more likely to be either the same age or slightly younger than the university.
That's really, really freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, out on the marina, it's a really nice area, actually. The marina area as it stands
now. It's really
now.
Lively. It's got several different restaurants. It has hotels and it's very pretty.
Yeah, it's really, really nice and at night when it's all lit up. And I used to walk down the Brayford Pool quite a lot on an evening, and to see it all lit up, it's just really, really nice.
I love that the first thing that everybody did in their first year, when we were first years, was everybody took a picture of the Brayford Pool at night because of all the restaurants, all of the lights reflect back onto the water.
Yeah.
And it looks so scenic, but there's like several shots from just slightly different angles from different people.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking out of the window at it now, and it is...
Well, you can.
Yeah, I can see it. And it is a really, really nice area. Lots of swans, though. That's one thing we learnt about Lincoln when we got here. Lots of swans.
There's
you've got to get used to it.
Always been lots of swans, yeah. the swans own the pool. The swans have been here longer than the university.
Yeah. So I'm going to put that article up on our Facebook fan page and on our Twitter account. So make sure you follow our Twitter account at Squabblebox and our Facebook fan page. Just search for Squabblebox. So go and check out the entire article. Keep listening to us because we're going to be talking about your favourite foods. Get in touch with us. We've already had some in at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. We've had a message in from... We've got a listener currently listening live for the first time in America. Our good friend Justin has sent a message in saying that he's listening live. And he also says, please get a Doctor Who fact wrong while I'm listening at Squabblebox.
Oh, no, I never get my Doctor Who facts wrong.
We did a few weeks.
Did we?
Yeah, do you
remember
when we forgot who the fifth Doctor was?
Oh, yes. No, it wasn't wrong. We didn't claim it to be a different actor, we just had to look it up.
Yeah.
Which is really bad because I've seen him live in theatre before and I've forgotten his name.
He's never let that go. So, get in touch with us, like I say. Maisie, I think it's time to head into our first song of the morning. What are we going into?
We are going into Formation by Beyoncé. We hope you enjoy.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Don't let the flood talk, get you down.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive debate show, and today myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host Maisie Anderson are talking all about your favourite foods. Before the last song, though, we were just chatting about the University of Lincoln, where both myself and Maisie attend, and we were talking about how it's actually older than us. It was 1996.
No, we're older than the
building. We're older than the building that we're sat in right now.
Was this the first building to be built, the MHT building?
No, I think it was the main building next door. However, yeah, it's really, really interesting that. And one of the things we were chatting about was that I was looking in the newspapers and I did find an article from 1996, October 1996, when the Queen came to visit. They were talking about the plans for the university and things like that. And one of the things that they mention is that eventually we're going to have to build on the other side of the tracks.
Gasp, shock, horror.
Which is what everyone, for people who don't know Lincoln or the university, there are basically two sides of the tracks for the university.
The university is basically, the campus for the university is split down the middle by the train tracks.
And there's a train that passes through every 5-10 minutes, and it's really, really annoying. And one of those things happened this week.
Yes, anyone who's local to Lincoln, especially to the town centre, was either caught in or knows of the 20-minute delay at the train tracks, where approximately, and this isn't an exact amount because obviously no one was counting.
Yes.
But there was an estimated 200 people
stuck at
either side of the train lines for 20 minutes, causing huge backup.
And I was there, so I can attest to this.
You're on Spotted Lincoln.
I was on Spotted Lincoln, yeah. They put a photo of me on there. I was stood there at the train lines, and we gave up in the end and walked around another way. but yeah, I was stuck there for ages. It's just one of those things that you have to get used to the train lines when you come into Lincoln.
I mean, that's the thing. With the train lines, there is an alternative route, because within the campus there, we have our own footbridge, which includes an elevator for people who can't use the stairs.
Yes.
So it's there, but most people don't want to go up and down the stairs so much that they'd rather wait 20 minutes. Because I know, I'm one of those lazy people who, if the train lines go down, I'm just going to stay. I'm not going to walk around.
But remember, if you've never been to Lincoln and you're listening from somewhere else, anywhere around the world, you've heard the promo that we play nearly every week. You know, you could be listening in the White House or the top of Mount Everest. Come and have a look round. Lincoln is a gorgeous, gorgeous city with lots to do, from a big steep hill and a cathedral right down to the end where the football stadium is, that probably isn't as nice as the rest of Lincoln.
You can't say that. The entirety of Lincoln is lovely.
Yeah, Lincoln is an absolutely gorgeous place, and that's coming from people who weren't born here and have come here and just fallen in love with the place.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing that you're telling me also, going back to the train lines, was that you were saying how when they were discussing about the university, they had set goals for the amount of students that they wanted to get by 2000.
Yes.
They wanted they were expecting up to 5,000 students by 2000.
Yeah, I think currently we have 15,000 students at the university.
And the difference is that 20 years ago, going to university was a much rarer occasion.
Yes.
And it's only in the last few decades, or the last decade or so, that it's become sort of a mass thing to do.
Yeah.
I think it's about 50% of people over the age of 18 go to university now.
Yeah.
Approximately. I'd have to double check those figures.
Yeah. And Lincoln is an amazing university. We're not trying to put it over as if we have no agenda here. We're just saying, honestly, we've enjoyed our time here. So if you're listening and you're looking for a university, please check out the University of Lincoln.
It's a bit late now. The applications for UCAS have already gone through.
Well, maybe someone's a bit younger. But anyway, we are talking today, we're getting a bit sidetracked there, about our favourite foods.
Yes.
Now, let's go right back to our school days. School dinners.
Yeah, I always had school dinners. I was a school dinners kid.
Were you?
Yeah.
What? So you were, for people who maybe have forgotten or don't really have the same way as us, because I don't know what it's like. We had at my school, because we went to rival schools.
Proper West Side Story kind of thing for us.
We came together, made a radio show. but myself and Maisie are originally from Huddersfield, if you can't tell by my insanely awful accent.
It's not awful, it's just strong.
Yeah. And we went to rival schools, and for school dinners at my school, this is how it worked. They were either the school dinners, which you could get like a week's worth of school dinners for like £6.50 at primary school, which is insanely weird nowadays with inflation and everything
it's cheap.
But you also you could take packed lunches, but the packed lunch kids couldn't sit on the same table as the school dinners kids. Was that the same at your school?
Yeah, it was the same at my school for some reason. And they were called sandwiches as well. That was the phrase, sandwich. They weren't packed lunches, they were sandwiches. People brought sandwiches.
Yeah, I think it was sandwiches
as well.
So it
was a sandwich table. There was a sandwich table, and it was one long table at the end of, like, at the right back of the hall.
Yeah.
And then everywhere else was for school dinners. I think that was only in infants. When I get to junior school, you were allowed to eat with everyone.
Yeah.
But no, I think the main thing I remember about school dinners is the plastic trays that they give you to put your food on with the dividers.
Oh yeah.
Because I was a really weird kid, where I went through a phase, and it was only for like a couple of years where I couldn't eat more than one thing at a time.
Yeah.
And because I had to have my main thing, which would normally be like fish fingers or sausages. Then I had to have the side thing, which was normally chips or beans or something. Then I could have my pudding.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually had to ask permission before we could have our pudding.
Really?
Yeah.
We sort of went to the thing. We got our trays and our forks, where you either had a fork that had three sort of fork bits on it, or
prongs
or four prongs on it, and people used to say that the ones with four prongs were girls because it had girl, and the ones with boy had boy. I don't know how that all works. That's really, really
what?
Primary school stuff.
That's so weird.
We went and got our food, and we got our pudding at the same time.
We got our pudding. We had to.
Oh, but you had to ask before you were allowed to eat it.
We had to stare at the pudding, and we weren't allowed to switch our tray around to eat it until we'd asked permission from a dinner lady.
Oh, poor Orthop.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I remember primary school, for my school lunches, I was always known by the dinner ladies as Veggie Boy, because I ate a lot of vegetables.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, but I did eat a lot. And I used to... I was always the kid that put, like, salad cream in his gravy and stuff like that.
No.
I was really, really weird. But I just... Oh, that was another thing about primary school lunches. Turkey Twizzlers.
No, we never had them.
Did you not?
We never had turkey Twizzlers.
We had them for a while when I was very, very young at the start of high school, and then a certain TV chef came along and we were no longer allowed turkey Twizzlers.
Yeah. I mean, the weird thing, my high school dinners were different because by then I had packed lunches.
Yeah.
But the actual school canteen did basically two lunches every day. They did pasta, which didn't come with a sauce. just plain pasta, which then you had to put, to make it edible, you had to put cheese on it, or beans, or both.
Okay.
Or pizza.
All right.
They made pizzas.
So it was like pasta or pizza every day?
Pasta or pizza every day.
Is that at high school, or?
That was at high school, high school.
Yeah, we had a little bit like that.
Jacket potatoes were also an option, but the only filling you could have on top of them was cheese or beans.
We used to have pasta, cheese and beans.
Yeah. I think every high school in Huddersfield had pasta, cheese and beans.
But I remember one of the other stories that I've got two more stories about my time at primary school for school dinners. One was I was on my first ever time on the radio.
Yeah.
I was on the radio because I I basically turned around and went, "Who likes custard?" And I went, "I do." And it was pink custard.
Yes.
And it was pink custard day. And the Pulse from Yorkshire came in to talk to students, or children about their love of pink custard. So there's basically somewhere in the archives of the Pulse Yorkshire, there is a clip of me going, "I like pink custard."
Why? Why? That? What? What segment did they need that information for?
They interviewed some kids about liking pink custard. I don't know.
Specifically pink custard?
Yeah.
I need to know the full story behind that.
I tell you what, my head teacher, I've just got my old head teacher from primary school on Facebook, so I might need to message him and ask him about that. But the other thing was about my head teacher from primary school. I was once in the dinner hall, we're on those long tables, and the teachers used to come and sit with the children. Some teachers would come and sit with the children. Some didn't like to sit with the children. However, the head teacher one day came and sat with us. His name, Mr. Dye. He was an amazing head teacher. Probably only saying that because he's probably going to listen to this if I send it him. No, I'm only joking. However, Mr. Dye, he came and sat with us, and he had one less finger. He'd lost his finger, and I still don't know the real reason why.
Well, it's rude to ask, isn't it?
Yeah, but one of my friends, Robbie, asked him how he lost his finger, and he spent like 20 minutes telling us this story about how he went to the woods and left it behind, and that story has stuck with me until this day. He probably doesn't remember telling that story.
He was making up a story.
Yeah, he made up this story about how he went to the woods one day and just forgot it and left it behind. I don't know why, but that has stuck with me until this day.
That's really... Well, we've already been told the stories of how my mum deceived me as a child with fake stories, so we won't go into it again. But before we move on from primary school dinners, I don't know. I think this is very specific to where we grew up.
Yes.
But we, and I know a lot of schools will have their own version of this, but dinner time mascots.
Oh, right.
I think a lot of schools have them because...
like a green dragon thing.
Munch the green dragon. That's what we had in our... that's what our council, mine and Kai's local council, as kids had, was Munch the Dragon. He was there to promote healthy eating.
Yes.
And just sort of a healthy attitude towards eating as well. And he was great. Because it was every now and again, it was just a guy. They would have a guy in a giant green dragon suit coming in to talk to the children, but he couldn't say anything because he was a dragon. Dragons don't speak human; they don't speak any human languages. So he would just go gruffing, and then he'd have like an assistant who would translate it.
Oh, primary school days are the best. Remember, you can get in touch with us. Let us know about what were your school meals like.
School mascots? I need to know. I need to know what other schools had dinner time mascots.
Get in touch with us at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabble Box. Let us know all about your favourite foods, what you ate for school dinner, everything to do with food. We're talking about everything today. We've got loads to get through because people have been sending them in already. Maisie, what song are we heading into next?
We are heading into Army by Ellie Goulding.
I know that I've been messed up. You never let me give up. All the nights and the fights and the blood and the breakups. You're always there to call up. I'm a pain, I'm a child, I'm afraid. But yeah, you understand. Yeah, like no one can. I know that we don't look like much, but they don't stand a chance like us. 16, and you never even judged me. Matter of fact, always thought you were too cool for me. Sitting there in the caravan, all the nights we've been drunk on the floor. But yeah, you understand.
Yeah.
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. Myself, Kai Valentine, my co-host Maisie Anderson are talking all about your favourite foods, or at least we're going to get to it
we've got past
the tangent Munch the Dragon.
Munch the Dragon. Apparently he's purple.
Yeah.
And I've just been told that dragons should be able to speak.
We'll tell the story of this literally just as we were sending you into that next song. Joe Hayden, who does the events hour, which is after us at 1 p.m. please stick around for his breakdown of all the events going on in the Lincolnshire area, but Joe storms into the studio and goes, I'm sorry, I've got
I can't let this go.
Yeah, I can't let this go. Dragons can talk.
Dragons should talk.
So,
To be fair, I agree with him.
Yeah.
I think it's because it was only because he was in a suit.
Yes.
So obviously he couldn't speak because it would have been muffled and because it would be a different guy every time.
Yeah, yeah. So if you remember Munch the Dragon, you might have had to be in the Kirklees Council area.
I think it's the Kirklees Council area that has it, but I'm sure there must be other councils that also had this that had a similar thing.
Yeah, like a mascot.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us.
It's like our version of Ronald McDonald.
Get in touch with us, let us know that, your favourite foods, your favourite restaurants, everything to do with food this week. We're going to be with you till 1 o'clock and talking all about them at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the email or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Now, Maisie,
yes.
Big question. What's your favourite food?
I don't have one.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't have one.
Okay, what do you make most regularly?
I make most regularly.
Because you're quite... You like to dabble in the kitchen.
I like to dabble in the kitchen. I open jars and pour them into pans. That's what I do. No, I think my favourite thing to make is mac and cheese. Because I've nailed it.
Yeah.
I've nailed macaroni and cheese. It's not difficult. But I've done it justice.
I've nailed it. I don't need to go back there. I've done it once. I don't need to do it again.
No, I need to do it over and over again because it's so good. I make good mac and cheese.
I do like mac and cheese. It just always reminds me of that day that I was very, very ill.
Oh, and I had to come look after you.
Yeah, Maisie and Becky, our flatmate, came to look after me when I was very, very ill one day last year. And she made me some mac and cheese out of a packet.
Yeah, I made you mac and cheese that was already in your cupboard.
Yes.
And it wasn't like fancy mac and cheese.
No, it was microwave.
It was microwave mac and cheese. And it was the cheapest brand you could find.
It wasn't actually.
It was
Bachelor's.
It was not Bachelor's.
It might not have been actually.
It wasn't Bachelor's. It was like some own brand from a store I've never heard of.
It was horrendous.
It was so bad.
Awful, awful mac and cheese.
If anything, it made you worse.
My favourite food, I personally really, really like curry.
Yeah.
I've always been a curry eater.
Curry is something that I've slowly learnt to love. As I've been getting older.
I really, really like curry. There's a place back where I'm from called Meltham Balti, which makes amazing, amazing curries. However, round here, I've not yet found a really, really good curry place.
So, you know, anybody listening now who owns a curry place is going to be tweeting
Get in touch with us. Tweet us at SirenFM. If you own a curry house and you want me to come and try it out and talk about it on the radio...
No, you can't use the radio to get free curry.
I wasn't asking for free. I was just wanting a recommendation of a decent curry house because I haven't come across one in Lincoln yet. However, yeah, get in touch and let us know. My favourite curry is probably Del Piazza, which is the oniony one.
Ah, see, now, the last time I went to a curry house, I made the mistake of saying the wrong thing.
Oh, did you say vindaloo when you wanted a korma?
No, 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 nothing that severe. It was there were two, one above the other, and I didn't realise, I didn't look at the spice value. Well, I did.
Okay.
I picked up the spice value because I'm not good with spices, and it was a very authentic curry house. So obviously, what would be considered mild for them would still be too hot for me.
Yes.
So I was going by the level of spice, but But there were two that had lamb in. One was one level of spice, one was three.
Oh, right.
And I accidentally said the one that was three.
Oh.
So I did not enjoy myself.
I'm really quite... I like spicy food. I've always been taken a liking to spicy food.
Yeah, I've never been interested in spices, but I can understand why people like them because it's a very, very strong, rich flavour. And if they're done properly, it can be amazing.
Yeah.
But it's the challenge for me is that I don't like food that hurts me. That's my only issue with it. It's like if it didn't hurt, then I would eat it.
Yeah,
it's the same with like Nando's. So like if it didn't hurt to have the extra hot one, I'd still have the extra hot one because it has all of the really intense flavors.
Yeah, I made the mistake. I think it was like the second time I'd been to Nando's or something like that. I went with two of our flatmates, and I basically turned around and went,
"Yeah, never go with me.
You were busy.
You three." You went to Burger King without me. You went to Nando's without me.
But basically...
You go to rehearsals without me.
You're not on the drama course. Basically, I went to Nando's and I was sort of being a bit like, oh, yeah, I can eat spicy food. Yeah, I'll get the hot one and stuff like that.
Oh, you being a cheeky Nando's
lad. So first of all, I said, oh, I'll get the hot one. No, I said I'll get the medium one because I wasn't sure how the hot one would be.
Oh, no, I do know this story.
But Jack, your boyfriend, went to the desk and asked them to switch it, so they put a medium flag in my chicken.
It's the fact that they do that.
But it was a hot chicken, really. And I didn't notice the difference. So when I didn't notice the difference, they were all a little bit disappointed. So they kept egging me on to have the XXX hot black sauce, which is like in a big black tub, and you don't see many people touching it. And they had me basically, by the end of it, because I was trying to big myself up and stuff, I was eating it by the spoonful. And, it was fine for a while.
You must have made yourself so physically sick, though.
My tongue, like, lost a layer. I swear it was really, really bad. And for a while, I lost my taste buds for like a few hours. But
Well, this is the weird thing about, I'm surprised that they let people do that at Nando's.
Yeah, so am I, actually.
You're risking someone's health because there might be a reason why they can't have the extra spicy. Like there are a lot of people who have tongues with tears in them. Just natural tears, which mean that their taste buds are extra sensitive.
Yes.
And so to do that would actually, it would be a lot like the response you had, but even worse. And it's the same with like all sorts of internal issues that you might have, which means that you shouldn't have spicy food. So I feel like that's really harsh because you're allowing people to possibly put themselves in danger or put other people in danger by doing that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But then at the same point, if you wanted to look tough, you could get the lemon and lime and then ask them to switch the flag around so it looks like it's extra hot.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
No. I embrace my lemon and lime.
So,
other chicken houses are available.
Keep getting in touch with us at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. I think we'll head into one more song before we come back and go into the news. So, Maisie, what are we heading into?
We are heading into Stevie Nicks by Wild Colour. We'll be right back after this.
It's only right that you should.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. Myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, are with you until 1 o'clock. We'll be handing over to Joe Hayden and the Events Hour. We're Squabblebox. Today we're talking all about your favourite foods.
Favourite foods.
Yes, we are. Now, Maisie, we've had some people send in some messages already into the show. We've got one in here from Lynn in Huddersfield who says beef Sunday dinner with all the trimmings is her favourite food.
See, now this is a debate as well. What type of meat should be in a Sunday lunch?
It doesn't really matter to me. Personally, I like pork. I've always been a pork person.
Have you always been a pork person?
Yeah, I like as a child, I was very much a pork person. But yeah, I do like pork. There's not many meats I don't like. I used to be vegetarian, or at least I used to think I was vegetarian, mother. however, yeah, I like pork. What meat would you put with a Sunday lunch?
See, I don't really like Sunday lunches because I don't really like roasted meat.
No, no.
Not particularly. I think my problem with it is that you run the risk of it being too dry.
Yeah.
But no, I think roasted, I would normally go for chicken, but the pork idea sounds nice.
Yeah, the pork is nice. I do like pork. I've said that a lot now and it's making me sound very, very weird.
Yeah, it's also, this episode is making me really hungry.
Yeah, same.
I haven't eaten yet today.
Oh, we should have had breakfast, Maisie.
I know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but I didn't have time.
So thanks for that one, Lynn. We've had a message in from Justin from Ohio who says, I love Jaffa cakes, Tunnocks chocolate tea cakes, and jelly babies, especially a big tub of them, if only I could find some. Mm. Now, the story behind this is, it was Justin's birthday a few weeks ago, and I sent him over a big box of Tunnocks chocolate tea cakes, yep, jelly babies, and Jaffa cakes, and unfortunately, they were sent to the wrong address. They were sent to his old address.
What? Did you not double check it?
But I didn't check with him because it was meant to be a surprise.
Well, you should have checked with someone else.
I checked with someone else who told me this was his address.
And
he'd moved like a month before. So
someone else has all of that.
So he's trying to get hold of them. But I only told them about him last night.
They've
probably about
all
them
melted
last night
by now.
Hopefully not. The jelly babies will be fine.
There's one big lump of jelly babies.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get them eventually. And if not, it's got my address on it to return it to. So eventually it'll turn up.
Return it back to the UK.
So yeah, sorry about that, Justin. That was meant to be a little present from Squabblebox. Didn't really work out. Hopefully you'll get it very, very soon. He also says he loves Italian food.
Yeah, that's my go-to food.
Yeah.
Because it's my I always feel very comforted by Italian food because it's very high, because a lot of Italian food is really high in carbs. So the first thing I do when I'm doing like a big, when I'm writing a big essay or I'm going to revise for an exam.
Yes.
I will make a big bowl of just plain pasta with pesto and bacon.
All right.
Because it's so high in carbs, it keeps me full throughout the whole time I'm trying to study. Because if I'm not full, then I get bored and I start bored eating, which means that I start wandering about the house trying to find something to eat.
Yeah, he says that his favourite place to get Italian food is a little place in Cleveland, Ohio, called Gargano. I can't say... Right, we've had this before. I cannot pronounce the name Gargano. But he says, yes, it's an actual place and it's run by a wrestler called Johnny Gargano's father. I didn't bring up the wrestling, Maisie. He did. Blame Justin, not me.
Okay, this is a thing that's been happening recently. I can't go through an entire conversation without mentioning wrestling.
You mentioned it last week.
Yeah, and I'm mentioning it again because it's getting bad.
I'm sorry, it's not my fault. People are messaging in about it. So keep getting in touch with us, letting us know your favourite foods. I'm trying to think of... What's your opinion on fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
Do you like fish and chips? That's a good old proper English meal,
it's
traditional.
It's well known for being an English meal, although I don't know, I can be a bit iffy with it because I've been scorned by some very bad fisheries in the past.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'd personally get for myself because I find it very oily.
All right.
And if something is too greasy, then I get a really bad headache.
Yeah.
It starts triggering migraines, so I try and avoid it.
I don't like fish, and that's been my main problem. We'll talk about that later on in the show because we are going to have to go into the news very, very shortly.
Oh, yes, we are.
However, fish and chips, I'm not really... I always got the battered sausage and chips or onion rings and chips.
Can you get onion rings?
Yeah. Oh, they're so nice.
I suppose it depends where you get it from.
Yeah. I used to go to the chip shop. I used to get off the bus and I used to have 15p left out of the money that I had from my bus fare. So I'd go and buy a collop, which is like a potato wedge thing, a big potato wedge. 15p for a collop from my local fish and chip shop when I was a kid.
So it was just a big bit of potato?
Yeah, no wonder I was so overweight. So you can keep getting in touch with us. Let us know your favourite foods. After the news, we'll be coming back just after 12 o'clock. We'll be setting up a quiz for you as well, so stay tuned for that. Maisie, what are we heading into now?
We are heading into Wild Things by Alicia Cara.
Stay tuned.
Sky News Centre at midday. The company behind Dolmio is warning its pasta sauces should only be eaten once a week. It's a surprising advice from food giant Mars. Matt Steele has more.
You can't beat a homemade.
It's not often a firm warns against consuming too many of its products, but labels on jars of Dolmio will soon suggest not having too many Dolmio days. Sauces high in salt and sugar are going to be designated occasional instead of everyday foods. Branding expert Carolyn Daly thinks it's carefully considered.
They see it as far more valuable to be seen as a trustworthy brand that's concerned about its consumers.
GP Dr. Ellie Cannon thinks it's great.
I think Coca-Cola should be labelled exactly the same, once a week.
Mars says it's also changing the recipe of some Uncle Ben's sauces.
A man's appeared in court charged with attempted murder after a police officer was attacked with an axe in Sheffield. 35-year-old Nathan Sumner was arrested on Wednesday evening and has been remanded in custody. Five people are being questioned by police in Birmingham on suspicion of terrorism offences. Three men and a woman were detained in the city last night, while a fifth person was arrested at Gatwick Airport this morning. Leaving the European Union would create economic uncertainty, which could damage trade, according to a former chancellor. The official campaigning period before the referendum in June begins today. And Alistair Darling says none of the promises being made by those who want to leave can be guaranteed.
Vote Leave claim that Britain will have a new UK-EU trading relationship. But nobody knows what this actually means. It is a fantasy to suppose that the day after we leave, other European countries will give us everything we want and ask for nothing in return.
On to football, Liverpool will face Spanish side Villarreal for a place in the Europa League final. The second leg will be at Anfield. Meanwhile, Manchester City have been drawn against Real Madrid in the Champions League semi-finals, with the first leg happening at home. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Siren FM.
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, myself, Kai Valentine, and my co-host, Maisie Anderson, are here talking all about your favourite food. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock, where we will hand you over to Joe Hayden and the Events Hour. So, Maisie, food, it can be literally anything. Let's concentrate now on some of our favourite snacks and sweets.
Because I'm weird.
Okay.
I don't like that many sweets.
No, I was always the kid that had an extra, you know, I would much rather have an extra steak than a pudding. You know, that probably showed my overweightness as a child.
This is a weird thing. I used to absolutely love mainly chocolate as a small child.
Yeah.
I would have chocolate spread on everything. On everything that was appropriate to put chocolate spread on. Normally toast, or I'd make sandwiches. I wouldn't put it on my chips and peas.
No.
But I got caught many times getting a tablespoon and digging it in and just eating it straight. Oh. I could not do that now.
No, I don't think I could do that. We've had a message in from Justin in Ohio who says that he really likes s'mores. Now, he's not sure. He did say he's not sure whether we have them over here.
We don't tend to make them, but we do know what they are.
I sort of know what they are.
It's crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate made into a sandwich and toasted.
Oh, wow.
It tends to be something that's done camping a lot because they're really easy to make on a campfire.
All right. You know, the fact that you know that has probably made Justin fall even more in love with you than he already is.
No! Stop saying stuff like that. Makes me uncomfortable.
Sorry.
Which is why you do it.
But yeah, I think I would like to try s'mores. I mean, currently I'm on a diet, so I can't. But... but yeah, talking about sweets and stuff is really. Why did I pick food on the day that I've started it? On the week that I've started a diet, that was a really, really bad decision by me.
It really was, yeah.
Some of my favourite sweets. We've talked about it before. How my favourite chocolate is Crunch.
Yes,
I love Crunch. I like Galaxy Cookie Crumble. I like a lot of chocolate, actually. It's only since I've come to uni that I started having quite a sweet tooth.
Yeah, no, my sweet tooth's really diminished as I've gotten older. And I'm not even sure why in particular. Like, it's the same as my dad. I really love lollipops. I love lollipops. They're great. They're my favourite sweet.
Yeah.
But for some reason, and sort of jelly sweets, but chocolate... And I think it's the dairy in it makes my mouth feel like it's really it makes my mouth feel a bit tacky.
Yeah.
Because of the way that dairy works within your throat system, because like you would know, you're not supposed to have drink or eat any dairy before a performance.
Yes, yes.
Because it can clog up your throat.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have Coke either. But I've been drinking Coke this morning. I shouldn't really.
Oh, have you got a performance today?
No, but coming on the radio.
Oh yeah, coming on the radio. Yeah, and that's an issue that I have. I can feel it, and it makes me feel quite bunged up. So yeah. I tend not to have chocolate very often. I actually had a bar of chocolate that I forgot I had for about 2 weeks.
Oh.
But it was still okay. It was left in the fridge.
All right, fair enough.
And then I had it in my room, and I ate about half of it, really, like, over a couple of days. And then Jack saw it last night and was like, so are you going to finish that? And I was like,
it's
threw
funny.
It.
It's funny, though, because like I prefer chocolate when it's been in the fridge. I really, really like Minstrels. And you started having this weird sort of having a go at me about leaving
you
Minstrels.
You left Minstrels in the fridge. Okay. Main reason why it was annoying me was because we have one very tiny fridge to share between four people.
Right, a packet of Minstrels, even if it was a share bag, which I was going to eat on my own anyway, even if it was a share bag, it was still small enough to fit in our fridge.
But, yeah, small enough to fit
like
in, but it meant that other small things couldn't fit
but
in.
But I like it because it makes them cold and a little bit harder, and I find them tastier. I don't know, is that weird?
I don't know, I'm not so fussed about temperature when it comes to sweets and chocolates.
Maybe I'm just weird then.
I
genuinely
sure
just enjoy
it more. There are plenty of people who prefer...
If you do, let us know at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. We are now going to head into a song. It's funny that you mentioned some of the stuff that you like to sweets, Maisie.
Yeah.
This next song, this is our quiz for this week, and we are rebranding our quiz now to, this is our new segment, Don't Google It. Yes, you've heard us. Do not Google it.
The only problem is we have no way of knowing whether anyone is or
Come
not.
Come on, play along, guys. If you want to take part in the quiz, don't Google it. Take a guess. First thing that comes to mind, maybe you know the answer straight away. We're going to play this next song. We want to know, what year was this released originally? What year was this song originally released? And who were the original singers? You can let us know on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on our Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or even if you sat outside in the MTech building there, you can come and knock on the window and let us know. There's plenty of people looking in the window right now, so let us know in all those different ways. Enter the quiz. Do not Google it. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Maisie is being very, very unprofessional in the corner of the studio with a mouthful of drink because she forgot that we were coming back after this song. But Maisie's back with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't point that out. No one needed to know.
You remember, we want to know, what year was that song released and who originally sang the song? Well, who sung that track? You can get in touch with us at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox.
But most importantly, don't Google it.
Yes, don't Google it.
Yeah, we'll put a reminder up later in the show, just in case you didn't catch it.
We've had a message in from Chris in Lincoln who says, "What a tune!" He's currently listening at work, and he's enjoying the show. Chris also has a show here on Siren FM.
He does indeed.
That's coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Siren on Topic. It's their second ever show here on Siren FM.
Yes. Chris and the mentioned many times Jack, our roommate,
your boyfriend, is going to be. They're going to be. They've just started here at Siren FM. They've got a show on Sunday at 2 o'clock where they will be talking to Lisa Gocken from the who's a drama lecturer here at the University of Lincoln, and they're going to be talking about the state of the arts in education. Now, Maisie,
way more serious than us.
Yeah, but we're talking about our favourite foods. You can get in touch with us, let us know all about your favourite foods. Maisie, if you're going to go on a day out in Lincoln to go get something to eat,
yeah,
where would you choose to go? Your favourite place to go out and eat in Lincoln?
In Lincoln, yeah, my favourite place would probably be ZZ's.
You like ZZ's?
I love ZZ's. Well, as we were saying earlier in the show, I'm a sucker for some Italian food.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's my favourite. And so, that being said, I'm quite lucky because there's so many. There's an abundance of Italian restaurants, especially along the Brayford.
Yes.
Which makes me very happy, but they're also very expensive for students, isn't it?
Yeah, ZZ's is one of those places that you can only afford to go every so often, but it is very, very nice.
I feel like that makes it even more special, though. Like, I think you'll remember, in our first year, we used to go out and eat out more than we'd eat in.
Yeah.
Because none of us really lived together, that meant that it was harder. Like, it's one of those things where it's hard to ask one person to cook for all of you.
Yeah.
Especially because there were four of us in total. So it was always a lot easier just to go out and eat, but then we ended up spending a lot of money.
Yeah, I did find that last year. We did spend a lot of money by going out and eating. If I was going to go out to Lincoln, I like Mailbox. I like Mailbox in Lincoln. That's a nice little...
they have one in Huddersfield, you know.
It's called the Warehouse.
The Post Box.
Is it the Post Box? I thought it was the Warehouse.
Oh, it might be the Warehouse. I think I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, but the Mailbox in Lincoln is really, really nice. And I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
They have lots of stuff on there, like they do a lot for students there. They have lots of old fashioned style. They have lots of old fashioned board games and like PlayStation 1 games and GameCube games that you can play. Lots of different stuff that keeps you there, and they even let you charge your phones, which is really cool as well.
They have bags hanging up with all the different chargers for multiple phones.
Oh, right.
So whether you have an Android, a Windows, or a iPhone, you have the option. I think one of my favorite memories. Well, actually, no. The last time I went to Mailbox, I believe was for a friend's birthday. And we were sat playing Nintendo 64.
All right, yeah.
Because they have it already set up for you. But the only issue was because of the way it's laid out, the wires were getting crossed because we were passing, because we were taking turns.
Yes.
We were passing the wires around and people were like having to go under the table and over other things because we got the wires crossed horribly.
Oh, yeah.
But also, one thing that you might not know, their coffee is lovely.
Yes.
Because you are someone who does not drink coffee.
I don't like coffee. When I go there, I always get the same thing. I always get beef meets pork burger. That's really, really nice. It's a burger, for people who don't know, it's a burger with pulled pork on top of the beef burger and salad and garnish and
there's
chips.
There's pulled pork everywhere now.
But it's so nice.
You can't move for the pulled pork that's going on in our restaurant era. But this is the interesting thing. You always go when you go out, you always go for the same thing, knowing it's good and safe.
Yeah.
I constantly try and get something new every time I go.
I disagree with that. I do try new things. I especially when I go
you
on holiday.
You just said.
I do normally when we go there. But yeah, I do like to try new things. I remember when I go on holiday, when I go on the cruises with my grandparents, they always have different foods that I've sometimes I've never even heard of, and I will try them because they just sound
Well, that's the point of travelling, isn't it?
And also, when you're on a cruise, there is so much food that if you don't like what you order for dinner, you can then go back to your room and order room service or go to the midnight buffet. Or there's basically a buffet that goes on from, I think it's closed between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, yeah. You can get in touch with us and let us know all about your favourite foods on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on our Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or on Twitter @SirenFM. Maisie, I think it's time to go into another song. What are we heading into?
We are heading into SOS by the Jonas Brothers.
Told you I made dinner plans for you and me and no one else. That don't include your crazy friends. Oh, I'm done with awkward situations, empty conversations. Ooh, this isn't SOS, don't want a second guess. This is the bottom line.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox. We're going to be with you for the next 38 minutes or so before we head over to Joe Hayden and the events hour at 1 o'clock. Remember, everyone, to stay tuned for Siren FM throughout the week. If you just come here for us, check out all the other great shows here on Siren FM, like Behind the Headlines, The Breakfast Show, No Adults Allowed, Drive Time, even Joe Hinn and the Event Tower straight after us. Check out everyone here on Siren FM. Now, today we're talking about your favourite foods. We've had a message in from Doreen in Huddersfield who says her favourite food is rump steak. Are you a rump steak fan, Maisie?
I'm not a steak fan, no.
No?
No.
Is it that you don't eat it at all, or is it that you just...
I just don't like it.
No.
It's a personal preference. There's no interesting story behind it, unfortunately.
See, my next question was going to be, are you like a person who has it rare or well done? If you are going to have steak, how do you have your steak done?
Well, there's the thing. I've never tried anything but well done, because there are certain laws about how old you have to be before you can try medium rare.
All right.
And ever since, I'm not 100% sure what age that is. It might be 16, it might be 18. I will double check. It's just that ever since I've been old enough to try medium rare, I've never actually ordered a steak.
I've done medium rare myself. That's how I normally like it.
I know that rare you're not supposed to prepare by yourself unless you're trained.
Like on when I get a steak and I have to grill it, I will do it, when it normally says like 5 minutes each side to have it well done, I will do it 4 minutes each side to have it medium rare. It's not like I'm going full on purple, pink, whatever
just
colour it is.
It, yeah.
I'd just like to say welcome back to everyone who lost connection on the... because if you were listening online, we did lose connection for around 20 minutes or so. So welcome back, people who are tuning in online. We're sorry for the disruption. We'll look into that. However, we're talking about your favourite foods. Let us know on Twitter @SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Maisie, what's another one of your favourite foods? Like go-to meals. What did you have for tea last night?
Last night I made something that it doesn't have a name. I did an experiment. Because you know when you get to that end of the week and you haven't got any shopping left in?
Yes.
But you've got enough to sort of pile a meal together, but it's not really anything in particular. What I ended up doing once was making fried potatoes, onions, bacon and spinach in a pan.
Okay.
With cream cheese. And then on top of that, we had some meatballs left over, so I cooked them and put them with it. Yeah. And that's what I had last night, because I made it for myself and for Jack, and he likes it so much that nearly every week when we do this shopping, we get the ingredients in, especially to do what was essentially a leftover meal. But there's no name for it. It's basically just sort of like a fried potato salad.
Yeah, sometimes that's better. A fried potato salad.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow,
that doesn't sound good. And now Jack's determined to find a proper chefy name for it.
Yeah.
He literally called it Maisie's Mix. And I was like, no, that sounds like a weird brand of, like,
When I was young, my mum used to make something called Mishmash. Now, Mishmash was... It probably sounds very northern, because it was basically whatever was left in the cupboard, we'd have together. So it would be like tinned vegetables with like maybe some sort of sausage or something, and just all like mixed up stuff that shouldn't really go together.
When you said all together, I thought you meant like in a blender.
No.
And turned into a soup.
No, but it'd be like stuff that you'd never put on a plate together. It'd all be mishmashed together. And
it was
really, really nice.
I think people put vegetables and sausages together.
No, but it was... I hope my mum's listening so that she can let us know what was in this mishmash, because I'm determined to remember it, but I can't remember it right now. We've had a message in from Chris in Lincoln, who says, going on our steak talk, he says the steak he had at Wetherspoons last night was lush. That's the first time I've ever used that word, and it's probably going to be the last time. Cheers, Chris. The steak I had from Spoons last night was lush, and their sticky toffee pudding is awesome as well. Sticky toffee pudding, Maisie, are you a fan?
I'm not a pudding fan. It goes along the same thing that I was saying earlier of not really being into sweets.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bit odd. I like some puddings, but I have this disagreement with cake.
All right.
I normally love cake, but I don't like certain icings.
Yes.
Pretty much just fondant icing that you get on birthday cakes.
Yeah.
Because it's too thick, it's too sweet. If it's like a store-bought cake, it's normally doesn't taste right anyway.
Yeah.
Store-bought fondant is not nice.
Yeah. I have always been the sort of person that when it comes to cake and puddings and stuff like that, I've got to be in the mood for them.
Yeah,
I've got
I
to.
Have.
I won't always want a pudding after a meal, but when I want a pudding, I want a pudding. See? I went to a restaurant a few weeks ago here in Lincoln, and we were looking at the puddings. I was there with my mate Sam, who's diabetic, so he can't he can't eat a lot of sugar and things like that. He can't eat barely any sugar. So we're sat there, me and Martin, looking at the menu, and there's all this stuff there. And I turned around to him, and I felt so bad for doing this. But I went, "Oh look, there's this sugar-free chocolate cake here." And he went, "Really?"
Oh, bless.
And I went, "Oh, no, I was only joking. I didn't think you'd think it was serious."
Oh, no, you can't do that.
So I went, I ended up telling his wife about it, and she was like, "Yeah, I do that all the time too."
So mean.
But, oh, I did feel bad. But we were at
you
this...
You owe him. Yeah, you owe him a sugar-free chocolate cake.
I do. But we were looking at the restaurant menu, and it said that it sort of had a heart next to one of the puddings.
Mm.
So I went on there and I thought, let's see what that heart means. Maybe it means that it's good for you. So I looked at it, and there was a little key at the bottom of the page that said, puddings with a heart next to it are 600 calories or less. And I went, oh my, that means that all the other puddings are over 600
calories. See, when you said little heart, that made me really worried about, like, what might be inside it.
We've had a message in from... Hey, my mum's messaged in with the ingredients of mishmash. She says it was chicken and mushroom pasta with mixed frozen veg, and I used to ask for it all the time.
Yeah, see, it's the same thing where it started off as a meal to get leftovers sorted and then became a staple of your diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. Okay, that makes way more sense than what you were saying, which just sounded like fruit and, like, you just made it sound like veg and sausages.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly normal.
Yeah.
So what it actually was more of like a pasta-baked casserole type thing.
It was pasta, like packet pasta.
Yeah.
With, like, different frozen veggies and...
See, I feel like as a student, I've learned how to make the most out of packet meals.
Yes.
So what I basically do is I bought quite a lot of different herbs and spices and add them to taste.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't just taste of pasta packets.
My main problem with being a student has been that, like, for you, you got into a relationship very early on in university. It was like the second week of uni.
It was.
So you two will eat together, whereas I've got to find things that I can eat on my own. Now that's quite difficult.
I offer to make food for you, and you always say no.
I did once turn around to you. I had some of your leftover curry that you had left, and I went, "This is really, really nice curry. I've not had a curry this nice in ages." And you went, "Yes, it's Tesco's finest tinned curry." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh."
He was like, "No, yes, I opened the jar myself."
Yeah. I do find it difficult finding meals to eat on my own. However, since I've been on my diet as well, I've got to find stuff, which is making it a little bit easy because I'm eating smaller portions now and not having a whole pizza to myself.
Well, this is the thing. There are a few things that you do with food that upset me.
Yeah, there are.
Let's put it straight. It upsets me the way that you eat food sometimes.
What are the things that annoy you the most about, not the way I eat the food, but the food that I eat? Because that's just a whole other can of worms that we...
Tortellini or tortelloni, however
it's pronounced, yes.
However you decide to pronounce
it. The pasta with filling.
Yes, pasta that has filling. You eat it without a sauce.
No, I do have a sauce.
No, 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 no. You eat it without a sauce, but you put condiments on it.
No, I have a sauce.
Mayonnaise is not a sauce.
Mayonnaise is a sauce.
Mayonnaise is not a sauce.
And so
is
salad cream.
No, they're not.
Salad cream and...
They're not. Everyone, I'm sure anyone listening in will agree with me that mayonnaise is not a sauce. It is to be lightly dipped into. It is not to be coating.
Mayonnaise and mayonnaise or salad cream, not together. I'm not an animal. together on tortelloni is very, very nice.
Yeah,
I suggest you check it out.
It's not the correct way of preparing that. The store sells tortelloni right next to the pasta sauces that you're supposed to put on them.
Yeah, I should probably put it in a sauce, to be
honest.
Especially
because you're talking about going on a diet.
Yes.
You smother pasta, which is already very full of carbs, with mayonnaise, which is full of oil and
fat.
That
was before I went on my diet, to be fair. To be fair, I don't eat.
Yeah, but the problem is, normally, half a packet, that's one portion.
Yes.
That's a whole meal.
Yeah,
You have a whole meal with then a side of, a giant side of vegetables, and then normally bread something on the side as well.
No, I don't have bread.
You have something, there's three things.
I normally have...
You have three full meals in one.
No, I normally have half a packet of tortelloni.
Which is an adult's recommended portion for the day.
With salad.
The giant pile of salad.
Yes. That's what I normally
have. You
have
two meals.
But
I have seen you have it with garlic bread as well. Full baguette of garlic bread.
Yeah, but that was before I was on my diet, Maisie. Okay,
it's
right.
It's wrong. It's inhumane. And don't even get me started on the way you hold your knife and fork.
Oh.
At least I don't have to remind you to chew with your mouth closed anymore.
Gary from Huddersfield says, I've just had pasta, sweet corn, pasta tuna and sweet corn with salad cream.
Yeah, with salad cream.
Yeah, he puts salad cream on top. Maybe it's from my dad that I get this.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. We have found the root of the issue, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's the thing. In that situation, the tuna with the salad cream, that's the sauce.
Yes. Now
you see where I'm getting annoyed.
Yes. Now I think it's time that we give them a little bit more of a teaser of the quiz question from earlier on. Earlier on, in case you missed it, we played a quiz We did our quiz question, and we want to know, what year was this song released and who sings it? You can get in touch with us at Siren FM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. It's this song that is playing in the background behind me now. This is the song that we played earlier. We want to know who originally sang it and what year was it released.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's enough of a teaser for them. We will stay tuned for us. We're going to go into another song now. Remember to check out everything else that is going on on Siren FM. You can go to sirenonline.co.uk, find out all the details about us, as well as if you want to listen to this show again, you can do on the DSJMP network, on iTunes, or on our Mixcloud page, or from now on the Trending Topics network as well, where we got a nice tweet in from a guy there, the ultimate one he goes by on Twitter, who says that he listened to last week's show and really, really enjoyed it. So thank you, the ultimate one. Maisie, what are we heading into next?
We are heading into Can't Stand Losing You by The Police.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true what you go.
Hello, I didn't realise that Maisie had put the microphone up then. Hello everyone, we are Squabblebox. We're having a brilliant time.
I was giving you the signal, just not looking at me.
We're having a brilliant time in the studio this morning, trying to forget our woes of our exams and performances and assessments that are coming up here at the university.
Just 2 hours of escapism.
Nearly gave away the answer to the quiz then. So
did you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
remember,
fine.
We played a song earlier on and we want to know the year that it was released and the the year that it was released and the singer that sang it. We've had lots of answers in so far. Keep getting in touch with us and we will announce it at the end of the show. We've been asking you, what is your favourite food? Now, Maisie, what is your where's your go-to place for takeout? If you're going to order a takeaway online or ring up, what sort of genre of food do you go for?
I really love Chinese food at the moment.
All right.
But mainly because the problem is that everywhere in Lincoln gives really generous portions, which is great, but I can't finish it because I have a very small appetite. So I normally get I get the side ones.
Yes.
So I'll get a plain chow mein that's a side size, which for me is a regular meal portion. And then I'll also get onion rings and chips, because you can't not.
Yeah, I think I normally go for... I do like Chinese food. I like Chinese takeaway. I like chicken chow mein. That's always...
And there's such an abundance of choice in Lincoln as well. We have so many places that sell.
I have my go-to places, but I've heard, and I've heard good things about a lot of places actually in Lincoln for Chinese food. I like chicken balls. Sweet and sour chicken balls. I also like sweet and sour pork balls, going back to pork.
I tried duck pancakes for the first time not long ago.
All right, did you like them?
They were all right, but I bought they were from a packet.
All right, yes.
I bought them from a store, and the whole point is that you prepare it yourself, which was fine because it was all cut for you. You just had to make sure everything was cooked through.
Yes.
The only problem was it was supposed to be for two people, but I was eating it with Jack, but Jack didn't want any, so I ended up eating eight duck pancakes to myself.
Oh, no.
But they were nice.
Yeah, I like duck.
Because the pancakes are savoury. And I wish more things came in savoury pancake form.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's amazing.
I do like duck. I duck used to be my go-to thing for getting on a meal deal. When I go to like a shop to go get like a lunch meal deal, because being a student, I've got to do that a lot because I'm running around a lot between rehearsals.
And you never think to pick a... like prepare a lunch and take it with you.
But I'm a student. We don't do that.
Some students do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Have you never seen people getting out like a full lunchbox and a thermos full of tea in the middle of a lecture? I am that person sometimes. I brought yogurt. I did this the other day. To a seminar, and it was a presentation day where everyone was. I'd already done mine the week before, and it was the other half of the presentations. I brought a giant pot of live yogurt. Like a really big pot that was like a sharing one, and a box of raspberries that was unopened. And I opened them, put them in and I had a spoon from home, a proper metal one.
Yeah.
And just started eating it in front of these people while they were trying to present.
I was once the kid that went to high school once with some leftovers from my lunch. I normally bought stuff at school. However, once I took in, and all my friends laughed at me for this. I wonder if I'd have got laughed at your school as well.
Possibly.
I brought in some cold chicken from KFC that was left over.
Kids at my school did that all the time. They would bring in leftovers from the night before.
Yeah, I brought it in and everyone laughed at me and they were like, why did you bring that in? I was like, I like the chicken.
I used to take, if we'd had pizza... if we'd had pizza delivery the night before,
yeah.
I would then take whatever was left of my share, because I normally didn't eat the whole thing to myself in one night, because I was only like 15 and my appetite was even smaller than it is now.
Yeah.
So I would have like about a third of the pizza left, and I'd take that in for my lunch, cold.
Yeah, I've done that since at uni as well. I've tried to... I've tried to finish off like meals from the night before. I do that a lot with takeaways because I can't finish. Because with takeaways, if you order online, you've normally got to spend around £10
to get it sent to you. Yeah.
So I ought to even get it delivered.
Yeah.
So I will order it and then I will get it sent here. And I will then have to finish it off the next day because there'll be so much to eat.
Yeah, I just think there's an abundance of food.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is an abundance of food.
So that was just it. Sorry, I'm in a bit of a tizzy at the moment because I had a tutorial for an essay that I'm doing, and I won't go into the depths of it because I already talked someone's ear off about it for like 2 hours straight.
Okay.
But no, the idea in that is of abundance, but it's abundance of cinema.
Yes.
And I thought that meant more movies. It doesn't. It means more distribution.
Oh, right.
So I went into this tutorial thinking completely the wrong thing about this essay that I'm supposed to be doing about the abundance of cinema and the death of cinema critics. So I went in thinking that it was about cinema, like academic cinema critics.
Yes.
It's not.
All right.
I went in thinking that the abundance level was about the abundance of blockbuster films.
Yeah.
It's not. It's about it's about sort of DVDs, VHS and streaming. And the only thing I got right, the whole question, the only thing I understood was multi-platforming, because I'd already done an essay on it last year.
What I'm sort of finding funny here is, where did this come from? We were talking about
food.
Because
I said the word abundance.
Oh, right.
So I've got the phrase in my head constantly churning through, thinking of it.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about... when you go out, because it's very, very difficult to find somewhere healthy to go out and eat. I don't know whether it's since I've started on the diet or whether I'm only noticing it since I've started on the diet.
I think you're only noticing
it
now,
Started on my diet, everyone has wanted me to go to McDonald's with them.
It's
been very, very...
I have something...
Yeah, go on then.
You...
Yes.
Every time I saw you... last year, before we lived together, and
yes.
You were on campus, you were either on your way to or coming from McDonald's.
Yeah, for people who don't know the Lincoln campus, there is a McDonald's just off of the campus, and I spent a lot of time in there last year.
You had up to 4 McDonald's a day.
No.
Yes, you.
No,
no, not
I
a
did.
Day, not a day, a week.
I never, yeah, not a day, that's, yeah.
You did once go more than once a day.
Yeah, possibly.
But when I pointed it out to you, you got really defensive.
It was there and it was nice and like, I do like McDonald's. But like I say, they've currently got the. They have currently got the McDonald's monopoly going on as well.
They have. I've never really understood the monopoly properly, and it's probably because I go so rarely that I only ever have like two tickets.
Have you noticed that on Facebook at the minute there's still a thing going round where people are saying, oh, I've got Park Lane. Does anyone have Mayfair and want to split the prize with me? For people who don't know, Park Lane, there are millions of them. It's a really, really common ticket to get. Mayfair, there's only four. So yeah, there's a lot of people saying that on Facebook and trying to be funny. I used to collect them, and then I realised, yeah, you're never going to get the ones that are the rare ones. But I do like McDonald's. We've had a message in from Andy in Huddersfield who says, get a slow cooker. Being on my own isn't an excuse. Make a curry. He's having a go at me. Get a slow cooker. Being on your own isn't an excuse. Make a curry, bolognese, or anything you want. Then you can eat whenever you want. Now, Andy, I have actually got a slow cooker, and I do use it not as regularly as I should. But I have used it a few times since I've started on my diet since January, and yes, they are really, really useful. I've found them very, very useful to get. We've also got a message in from Gary in Huddersfield who says, you need to get a slow cooker. I've got a slow cooker. I am talking in previous times.
People are actually going to start sending you slow cookers.
If anyone would like to send me a slow cooker.
Don't ask people to actually send you things. Don't be that guy.
No, don't be that guy. I'll tell you a funny story about that, actually, before we go. Adam Pearson, friend of the show.
Yes.
He has started... for people who don't know, he's a friend of Squabblebox. He's been on here a few times. He's also a television presenter for Channel 4 and the BBC. He started mentioning on Twitter brands, and they have started sending him stuff because he said, oh, I'd like one of them. And they've gone, oh, we'll send it you.
Actually, this is a funny thing. There's a YouTuber in America, and it's one that you know of quite well called Jax Films. That's the name of his channel. And basically, he went on Twitter and he made a joke saying, hey, Hot Topic, I need 21 Pilot t-shirt stat. They sent him a box of 12 different shirts, all from the band 21 Pilots, and he made a video just showing them all off because he was in complete disbelief that they actually did it.
So if anyone wants to send us free stuff, you can do. I've just had another message in from Andy in Huddersfield who says, being a student is no excuse. I should use it more often, my slow cooker. I'm only saying what I was feeling last year. Now I've settled in, I feel like I can make stuff myself more, and I'm eating out a lot less. Thank you for reminding me,
everyone. Apart from all of the pasta packets, the pasta pots that you buy from meal deals.
Yeah, I do eat them, but they're
not
too
bad. Plus the amount of times that you forget to unfreeze your meat, and then you end up buying more food, and no wonder our fridge is full and nearly bursting.
This has turned from more of an entertainment show into a Kai intervention.
You should have known when you mentioned food that I was going to start having rants.
It's very, very close to the end of the show now,
we're
going to announce the winner of our quiz. The correct answer was Maisie, who sung, it was Lollipop, and it was sung by the Cordettes. This song that Maisie's playing in the background so smoothly now. Yes, it was the Cordettes, and it was released in 1958. We have two winners. That is Lynn from Huddersfield and Gary from Huddersfield, who got in there. But Lynn got in there first, so I guess she's the winner.
I guess she is.
Thank you, everyone, for getting in touch, and to all the people who got the wrong answers. Keep trying. We'll do this every single week. Thank you for everyone for tuning in to us right here on Siren FM. Make sure you check out all the other shows that are going on Siren 107.3 FM, including Joe Hayden and the Events Hour, which is coming up next. Maisie, I think it's time to head into one final song before we go. What song are we heading into to send us out?
We are heading into I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift. We will be back next week.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights, you got me alone.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Squabblebox. We really, really appreciate your support. Another thing we really appreciate is our second home right here on the DSJMP network. And you can find all the other great shows here on DSJMP by going to www.dsjmp.com or searching for them on iTunes, where you can find some fantastic shows like the European Uppercut podcast, the Rasslecast, 10 to 1, the Tuts Experience, and of course, Squabblebox. Thank you for downloading. Make sure you check out everything else on Siren FM and the DSJMP network. And we'll see you all right back here next week.